And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Maxa in the Mighty 1090 studio, home of the Padres. Not that team. Mark Gillette from the Eclipse and the Commander. We're having a great time and giving a couple of great things away here, too.
Boy, you're not kidding, man. Yeah, lots of fun having Captain Mark in here, talking all kinds of fishing, talking the Commander, talking the Eclipse, and we're talking, like Pete said, a couple of great prizes. Mark and the boys there are so generous. 2 one-day trips aboard the Commander, both getting given away at the end of the show today. 2 one-day trips to go fishing aboard that beautiful, completely rebuilt Commander, and like Pete said, I got to say the same thing. You guys did such an awesome job building that boat. I really dug, gotten to see the photos from when you took it on until it, you know, the entire process all the way through the board, and it looks awesome. So very, very nice job and a very nice boat that you might get to go fishing on if you want to give us a call this morning. 2 ways that you can reach us. First, again, is our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Your chance to go fishing right now. And speaking of going fishing, we got the man, Captain Buzz Brisnine of the Prowler, is on the line right now. Good morning, Buzz.
Good morning, Rick. How you doing this morning?
Hey, we're doing great.
Hey, Buzz.
No, hey, good morning, Pete.
Excited to talk to you. Excited that you'll be coming in the studio here pretty soon. But I know getting to talk to you yesterday in the shop, you're ready to go do some fishing yourself.
We are. I'm absolutely ready to go. The boat's ready to go. And, in fact, we've got a day-and-a-half trip that's a for sure go for this coming Friday night.
Wow.
Awesome.
This Friday
awesome
night.
News.
All right. Very good. Out of Fisherman's Landing, right?
Out of Fisherman's Landing. We're going to be targeting, I would guess, U.S. waters, primarily yellowtail and bluefin, but specifically offshore.
That's great news, Buzz. And I know that we got a very nice, consistent week of weather, which, you know, in this kind of springtime, we're used to the eternal summer, but in springtime, consistency and conditions are a very important thing, and nice, calm winds and good working conditions for you all week.
You bet. It doesn't have to be the hottest, as long as it's stable.
Right.
Indeed, yeah. Looks like a good week to go. So if somebody wants to book a trip, how do we do it?
Call Fisherman's Landing at 619-221-8500 and ask for the Prowler.
And the plan is to go where?
The plan is to fish the bluefin that we've heard about are in U.S. waters,
okay,
and that's where we're going to be.
Okay.
And spend our time offshore and hit a home run.
So let's hope so.
That's awesome, Buzz.
All right. Well, good luck on the trip, and we'll hopefully hear from you from the boat when you have a deck load of fish.
That would be nice. Okay, guys.
Thanks, Buzz.
For the call, Buzz.
Sure.
Nice
bye-bye
to hear from you. Appreciate that. Speaking of day-and-a-half trips, the Royal Star is found a little hole in their schedule
nice
to put together a day-and-a-half trip. On departs Friday, May 29th at 5 o'clock and returns Sunday, May 31st. That's the weekend after Memorial Day weekend. It's an all-inclusive day-and-a-half trip on the Royal Star, which they never do this stuff, for $425. It's a mini long-range trip. You're able to get the Royal Star long-range style with their amazing RSW fish hold, the phenomenal crew.
How cool.
And Drew's amazing cooking there. So if you want to go, this trip, it's limited to 24. So you want to go, you better jump on it, because I know they fill those day-and-a-halves instantly.
Oh, yeah. No,
yeah.
No question.
Call the Royal Star office, 619-224-4764. Check out RoyalStarSportFishing.com. Again, Friday, May 29th through Sunday, May 31st, right over a weekend there on the Royal Star.
Awesome. Well, hey, the phones are packed. I know everybody's excited to talk to Mark, so we're going to jump right back into the phones. Talk to Dee. Dee's calling us from Laguna Beach this morning. Dee, thanks for hanging in there with us.
Good morning, Dee.
Mark, two things. When the Commander gets down to San Diego, would there be 2-day trips and 2.5-day trips? And the second question is what you were talking about earlier, the albacore. Where might they be if we don't see them along California coast? Where might they be if they come around Japan? Where do you think they might be at?
The commander will be doing some 2-day and 2.5-day trip, but we just got to see what the fishing's like and go from there, and see what available run that we have to run with at Fisherman's Landing. So we're kind of freelance out of that landing for the time being. And as far as albacore, I always say fish are where you find them. So they could be up off the northern coast of California. They could be up off of Oregon, Washington, British Columbia. They could be right off our coast 300 miles. So they are wherever you find them. Hopefully a little batch of them squirts their way into an area we can get on them for a little bit. That would be nice.
Oh, yeah. That would be good for sure. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that very much. Want to remind you, it's less than a week away. Next Saturday, the first San Diego County Live Remote at Encinitas Ford with our good buddy Mark Wheeler, who will be there, along with Mr. Dan Ostrowski from Yamaha Offboard. It's going to be a great show. They're at the corner of Encinitas Boulevard and El Camino Real in Encinitas. It's next Saturday, May 16th, from 7 to 9 a.m. It's going to be the first Shimano San Diego County Ford Dealer Casting Contest. You have a chance to cast that Nutorium, the Tranx, the Bait Runner, all the great stuff. And you're casting this year for a trip for one to Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska in 2016, including round trip ticket from San Diego to Sitka on Alaska Airlines, 4 nights lodging at Kingfisher Charters, 3 days of fishing, and of course that awesome fish processing that you'll be experiencing next month, Rick.
So
it's
cool.
It's going to be fantastic. Yeah, plus Steve gave us a trip on the new Blackjack, which if you haven't seen the new Blackjack at Dana Landing,
boat.
Wow, what a boat. We're going to give away a trip on that. We're going to give away Shimano rods and reels, Shimano Trinidad A's and Therese rods, Maui Jim's gift cards, AFCO clothing packages. And whether you make that cast or not, everybody in attendance is going to go into a drawing for all the grand prizes there. And then at the end of the summer on Labor Day weekend, we'll be at El Cajon Ford and we'll draw for those. We'll be your last chance. And then the next day we'll be drawing for those winners, including from the 4 winners of the casting contest and the 4 random winners will have a chance to win that trip to Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska, and round trip ticket on Alaska Airlines to San Diego to Sitka. So I want to thank Alaska Airlines. I want to thank Kingfisher Charters and, of course, you out there. We'll see you next Saturday at Encinitas Ford, corner of El Camino Real and Encinitas Boulevard in Encinitas.
That's like
it's going to be fun.
The Let's Talk Hookup summer kickoff.
Yeah,
like, that's
it's
when you know like the season is on. It's going to be a lot of fun.
We're on it.
Hey, let's jump back into the phones. Talk to Mark, who's calling us from Lakeside this morning. Mark, good morning. You're on with Captain Mark Gillette.
Hey, good morning. How's it going?
Great.
Good morning.
Been out on the Eclipse before. It's a great boat. Just want to let you know that.
Thank you.
Just a quick question on the Colt Snipers. Do you guys use a split ring on the front of those, or and can you tie them directly to Spectra, or do you recommend some other setup?
Yes to all of those things, but none of them are necessity. So, I mean, you could put a split ring on it, and I don't think it would deter anything, but I just tie directly right to the hard loop on the lure and not adding a split ring to it. But, similar baits of similar shape, you can tie to split rings, but it definitely doesn't hurt the action tying directly to the ring. And then as far as the straight Spectra, you certainly can. It's a reaction type thing. I mean, tuna aren't the world's most particular thing, especially if you're dropping it back on the slide. But like anything, I don't prefer usually to tie my Spectra directly to the lure. I like a little bit of fluorocarbon. With Spectra being crazy strong and super skinny and all these other great things, the only thing that it doesn't have the best of is abrasion resistance. And especially in the case of bluefin, bluefin have teeth for sure, and they can abrade line pretty good. And if one of those things, zips it down and you've got the straight Spectra running across the teeth, fluorocarbon or mono will fare so much better if they're actually in the teeth of a fish rather than the straight Spectra.
And here's the other issue that Mark Mills brought up yesterday in his seminar at Shimano yesterday, and that is whether you're fishing the flatfall, whether you're fishing the Colt Sniper, what happens a lot of times is while the jig is falling, it'll foul easier in the Power Pro.
And
have a tendency to get wrapped up and a little bit. Little less if you put a little piece of Seaguar fluorocarbon on there. We're not talking much.
Two,
couple
feet.
Maximum, just so it's outside the guys when you make the cast. It'll have less likelihood to foul than it would if it was just tied straight to the Spectra. So, which I think is a very good point. I mean, it's not going to foul all the time, but sometimes it is, and it does foul a little easier because the Spectras or the Power Pro is going to not sink as fast as like fluorocarbon would sink, right? So makes sense.
All right. Hey, thanks, all right, guys. I appreciate it.
Oh, very good. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. How about next up we talk to Rich calling us from Camarillo. Hi, Rich. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, Rich.
Good morning, gentlemen. How's everybody doing?
Great.
All right. I got a couple of questions. One, if you can explain the tuna fillet regulations in Mexican waters. And the other one is, since the beginning of the year, we have not had any live bait available to private boaters in Ventura up here, both Channel Islands and Ventura Harbor. Is there any bait issue down in San Diego this year? Or
Mark?
Well, yeah, as far as the tuna fillet regulations, we on the Eclipse, we had that posted in the galley for everybody to see. We will have it posted. SAC is actually, I believe it's on their website. I believe you can go on to SAC's website, and you can see how to properly fillet your tuna in
calsportfishing.org.
Yes, sir. And as far as bait, you know, the guys are doing the best they can. We haven't had too much of a bait issue this winter. You know, last summer we did. Last summer, in the beginning of summer, was tough. And we, a lot of times, would leave early on a trip, and we would go out and make bait. And, you know, it worked out well for us, having mackerels on the boat. And he's got to, you know, the best part about it now is the fish have really been on the jigs. And some of these jigs, the technology is, you know, I think personally the jig that's really revolutionized how we fish is that flat fall. I saw more fish and bigger fish caught on that. And it's not too often I could come in and actually say, hey, this, you know, kind of changed the way we did business. You know, a lot of times over the last couple of years, you know, we'd have bait die off on our second day of a 2-day. And you know, if the bait company didn't have enough bait for us for the second day, then, you know, we just relied on jigs. And, you know, I felt confident that we could actually go catch fish if everybody had, you know, all the proper jigs with them.
Which size flat fall was good?
Good question.
I think it's that 3 to 4 ounce. Is that what it is? And that, I really like that.
Like a 130 gram.
The bigger of the two. The 130 and the 160.
160.
And I really like that Sandio color.
Or the bigger of the four, I should say. The 130 and the 160 being the most popular size.
And a little advice for our listeners, get them while you can. They're in stock at many tackle stores. I know Fisherman's Landing Tackle. You've got a bunch.
Very flush.
But
with them.
Don't wait to buy them. Buy them now because I can pretty much promise you by summertime there's going to be a shortage.
They will run out again.
They
will run out again. They just can't make them
they
to demand. And, you know, everybody got well stocked up on them. But, you know, Fred Hall took a toll on everybody's stock, and everybody's got a few. But, you know, when that first rush of fish hits, it's going, you know, there again, it's going to be, I'm with you, get them now.
Get them now, yeah. The other thing, too, question about the new fillet regulations. Pretty complex. Are you guys still going to fillet on the Eclipse, or are you just sending everybody to Fisherman's Processing?
No, we'll still offer the service to our guests.
Yeah.
You know, as of now, you know, we'll still offer that service.
Okay.
So,
it's just a little more work for your guys.
A little more work and probably going to cost folks a little more money because we have to put more work into it. But, you know, you're more than welcome to do whatever you'd like with your fish. You take them to processing, no pressure.
Yeah,
so
there you go. All right, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, next up, we're going to talk to the man, our fishdope.com, the man, Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide, is on the line today. That Catch Report sponsored by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Get the finest fish processing while you wait from your local, your long range, or your private boat trip. And, Pete, just like you said, the new fillet regulations aren't going to affect me in the slightest because my fish are going right to Sean and Rosie because they've got that superior service and the superior product with innovations like pre-booking processing orders and those great new tuna burgers. And don't forget the other thing when Sean and Rosie were on, the drop-off, too. You know, if you're a private boater coming in after hours, call them ahead of time. Let them know that you want to drop the fish off. They'll have an ice bin waiting for you in after hours so you can safely and securely lock your fish up in those slush bins. They just think of everything. Fisherman's Processing, if you want more information, you can friend them on Facebook at Fisherman's Processing, or for more details, check fishermansprocessing.com. And let's talk to the man, our fishdope.com reporter, your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen's on the line. What's up, Dave?
Morning, Dave.
Good morning, Pete, Rick, Razor. How are you guys today?
Morning, Dave. Doing
great,
well.
Great, Dave.
Hey, guys. I know we had a huge wind event the last week and a half, and I know the water dropped quite dramatically. But, hey, there's still plenty of fish all over the place. They just have to get reacclimated to this temperature drop. big news is there was a bunch of threshers hooked this weekend, yesterday, as a matter of fact. There was a tournament out of Oceanside. I know they hooked six or seven of those bigger threshers there. There's some other threshers hooked up here off just outside the MLPA, up off of Laguna by the hospital there. There was some big threshers hooked yesterday up there, too. So that's a new fish that just moved into the area. We also have a phenomenal amount of bait that's moved into the area. There's a really good sign of squid over at Catalina that we haven't seen because of the temperature of the water. Now the water dropped a little bit. There's some sea bass over at the island that are just waiting for somebody to go over there and get some of that bait and go find them on the backside of the island. Just because we had a little wind event, guys, don't put your rods down and don't quit going fishing. You're going to be lucky enough to be one of the guys that gets on one of the sport boats and finds that fish that's biting, or get out there on your private boat and find that fish that's biting. It's way more rewarding to be the guy that finds the bite than to be the guy that goes 4 or 5 days after the bite and doesn't get it. So that's my tip of the week, guys, right now. You just got to get out there and you got to go fishing. I don't care if it's a sport boat or a private boat. You got to go put in your time right now and find out where they're biting at.
And of course, Dave Hansen, Mark Wish, and all the other top anglers out there, they report all this information to Danny over at Fish Dope, and that's where you get your information. You can save $20 on a new membership to fishdope.com. You can use the code Hook up now. It's all one word, lowercase, hook up now. And you get this information right from Dave. And like you say, Dave, you got to have it right now because it's happening. Go find your own fish.
Exactly, guys. And that's what I've been preaching for years and years on all the stages that I talk on. It's so much more rewarding to go find your own fish. By the way, guys, happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to Kelly. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Guys, have a great week, and I will talk to you next week.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
Good report. Happy Mother's Day, and we'll see you next Sunday, indeed.
Next Sunday.
Thanks a lot, Dave. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including a big block of your phone calls. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Good morning. It's Whitney from Mammoth Lakes, California. Come on up, the water's fine, is what the Eastern Tier is touting. And in Mammoth Lakes, it's much more than just the water. This summer, our four lakes will be stocked with almost 16,000 pounds of healthy fighting trout. From fishing and biking to hiking and horseback riding, there's a legendary story waiting for adventurers of all ages in Mammoth Lakes. Start planning your next adventure at visitmammoth.com. That's visitmammoth.com.
Hi, this is Rick Jensen with the Sport Fishing Financial Group. It was really great meeting many of you at the Fred Hall shows and Day at the Docks. We're finding that the sport fishing community likes the plan to move our offices offshore, and we're already getting out on the water. Come join us and learn how I can add value to your personal investment portfolio or business retirement plan. Or if you own a business and don't have a retirement plan, let's get one started. I invite you to come aboard and become the newest member of the Sport Fishing Financial Group. Give us a call at 949-481-1807 or visit us on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing, and it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
Have fun in the sun catching fish and take home $1,000 cash. How does that sound? This is Pete Gray, and I want to personally invite you to join me and a great group of people this October at one of the best fishing resorts in the world, Hotel Palmas de Cortez in Baja's amazing East Cape. This is our 21st year, and to celebrate, we have raised the bar. Thanks to the generosity of George Weir Asphalt in Escondido, we will award one lucky angler $1,000 cash for catching the largest tuna, dorado, or wahoo in our two-day tournament. Now, don't be intimidated by the word tournament. Our Palmas de Cortez event is all about having fun, catching fish, and winning some great prizes, including $1,000 cash and a bunch more, including the first place team wins a trip to Palmas de Cortez, along with having all all their fish processed for free by the East Cape Smokehouse. Get this, tournament entry is free for Let's Talk Hookup listeners, so make your reservations now for October 8th through 12th by calling Van Warmer Resorts at 877-777-TUNA or check the trips page at hookup1090.com for more details.
What a tuna and yellowtail season last year. Many say the best in 30 years. Could this season be even better? Don't be caught without the right gear. Now is the time to stock up on the trolling lure that proved to be the best. X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Wrap Magnum runs perfect right out of the box. They all have extreme action and a controlled deep diving aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium VMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. The X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala can be trolled at high speeds without rolling or kicking out at depths to 15 feet. Bottom line, the X-Wrap Magnum is the ultimate trolling lure for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. With a textured translucent body, internal holographic foil, and 3D holographic eye, X-Wrap Magnums are irresistible to saltwater game fish. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size and start catching more fish. See the entire line at Rapala.com.
Cast Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. For over 20 years, Cast Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips. Whether it's a fishing trip, a family vacation, or an adventure, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or check casttours.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, just heard a promotion for our Palmas de Cortez Fall Spectacular. That's going to be such a great event.
Yeah.
$1,000 cash for the largest tuna, wahoo, or dorado. What do you think is going to take it, Rick?
I'm going to say we're going to have a kickback to the old school and that very good East Cape fishing, and I think it'll be a tuna thing. I think we're going to get back into the big tuna game, and we had Mark Rayer in here yesterday talking about having multiple boats, big boats, fast boats. I think there's going to be some guys offshore that'll find that bigger tuna.
So
that's where my money's at. 60 pounder.
And we have spots available. Now is the time. Airfares are good, and they have spots available. It's not going to last for long because it's been a very popular tournament for us. Check out our website, hookup1090.com, on the trips page, and call Van Warmer Resorts and sign up for that trip. And when you sign up with Van Warmer, make sure that we have you on the list, on our tournament list, because you can't sign up at the resort. You have to sign up before we get down there, just to be fair to everybody that signed up ahead of time and have a chance to win that $1,000 cash. So,
that's so
just
cool.
Feel free to call me in my office or shoot me an email. Pete at hookup1090.com is like, hey, you got me on the list for the October tournament, right?
I know I got a text message from Jim Francella yesterday, Jim and Mary from our friends from Pali Valley Collision Center, and making sure you know I'm on that list. Count me in.
Yeah,
so.
We're going to be there for sure. Now, you just posted, we were just talking about Hamachi Kama collar, yellowtail collars and bluefin collars and yellowfin collars and stuff like that, how delicious they are, and certainly one of the positive spins that's going to come from the new fillet regulations for tuna, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. You'll be really bummed at the previous years of throwing those things
right?
over the rail.
Yeah, indeed. And so you just posted something on our Facebook page.
Yeah, if you want to go on our Facebook page, it's just a link from SAC's website, and they did an awesome job laying it out. But basically, some of the best parts of those tuna are the belly meat and the collars, and the cool part about the new fillet regulations is all of those will be included with your fillet bag. So when you go on the Eclipse at the end of the day, you'll get basically an individual bag, your tuna, all four loins, and then the belly meat and the collars are all going to be in one individual bag, and they basically use that for identification reasons so they can tell a bluefin, which, as the season progresses, will likely have a lesser limit than the yellowfin does, so they want to be able to identify the fish based on that. But the upside is you're going to have bellies and collars and all those other things to get to try, which are awesome parts of the fish.
Yeah, so I guess the reason they want the anal hole included is that bluefin and yellowfin have different shapes, which I never knew that. But whatever,
so,
that's what they say.
I have so many inappropriate things to say right now. But we're not going to do that.
That's the explanation. Is like, right. what do they want that
that for? And that's the explanation. They have different shapes, but they couldn't tell from the pectoral fins, right?
Yeah, right.
The thing that drives me crazy.
Like, come on.
The thing that drives me crazy, and I probably shouldn't say that, but I'm going to anyway. If you can't tell the difference between a yellow fin and a blue fin, and you're the guy that's in charge of writing somebody a ticket, you need to have a different job. Like, I'm sorry. Like, they don't look the same. Like, they just don't. They don't look the same even after they've, in the old school days, when we used to freeze everything. Like, if they just don't. They, you know, if you kept that, you kept one side of the fish whole, and you're trying to tell me you couldn't, you know, cut the whole thing off, you could cut the dark meat out the center, but nonetheless, that's not my decision to make. So.
Yeah, well, there
crazy.
You go.
But the advantage is we're going to get those collars. The bellies will be separate. Awesome for smoking. Yeah. Awesome. You know, like you and I were talking during the break with Mark. I've always done the barbecue on those, but Mark was saying he likes to bake them. You know,
like
a little
bake them, huh?
Asian style. So good.
They're excellent.
Yeah, they really
so
are.
So good.
Yeah, indeed. And so check that out on our Facebook page. Rick's posted it up there, the new filet regulations, which I don't think have gone officially into effect, but any day now, we may get the word on
that
stuff there. So, coming up. Let's go to Alaska. Let's go to Sitka, Alaska. We talked about it earlier in the show. Our next week, we're kicking off our Let's Talk Hookup Ford Dealer Live Remotes. We're giving away a trip to Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. And the owner, Seth Bone, is on the line. Good morning, Seth.
Hey, Seth.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning. Hey, we're so excited about our Let's Talk Hookup trip in June and giving away the very generously. They gave us that trip to Sitka that we're going to give away at the end of the summer for fishermen to go fish up in Sitka, Alaska with you at Kingfisher on our remote broadcast. It's going to be a lot of fun. So you sent out an email blast this week, and it said that, and I might add that it was Robert holding a King Salmon with a Let's Talk Hookup sweatshirt on.
Nice.
Which means the weather must be pretty mild, right?
That's right. That means the weather is mild, and he was really confident when he was wearing that sweatshirt. He knew that he was going to get him.
Yeah, and so I'll tell you what. You said that kingfishing is off the charts already, huh?
Yeah, kingfishing has been great. We've been getting them since February in pretty decent numbers, and here lately, the last few weeks, has been just fantastic.
Wow.
That's so cool.
And of course, we're there in the middle of June, which is prime time for king salmon, right?
Yeah, absolute peak of the run, for sure.
Yeah, indeed. So, regulations, we're going to talk a little bit about the regulations in Sitka this year. What are we looking at this year?
For Kings, it's great again. It's same as what we had last year, which was two per day for non-residents and in May and June, and then it goes down to one July 1st on, but a six annual. So, you know, when the Kings are running good, you can, you know, take two a day, and 3-day trips are most popular ones. So, you know, most people are going to be, you know, leaving here with six Kings in their boxes.
Nice.
For their May and June trips.
All right,
that's
Ricky, you got to bring me back filet.
I got you covered, buddy.
Yeah,
don't worry.
Indeed. And of course, halibut regulations are pretty much the same, right?
Yeah, pretty similar. They, they'll shave a couple inches off the bottom, you know, it's pretty much the same. You can keep them up to about 40 pounds, which are, you know, the best eating size. And then if somebody got a real monster, you know, fish of a lifetime kind of thing that they wanted to take, there's an allowance for that too. But most of the fish you'll be bringing home are in that 30, 40-pound class.
Yeah, and you have a little special thing that you're throwing on this year for people that do catch halibut within that slot limit, right?
Well, yeah, we've been doing that for a while. It's just kind of a way of you know, acknowledging if somebody catches a really nice fish that they put back, you know, anything that's estimated to be 100 pounds or better by the captain, get somebody a kind of a free special hat that we have made up, the 100-pound catch and release club, and a $100 gift certificate off good for a future trip.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That's
cool.
Pretty
good for
cool.
you guys,
so,
man. That's cool.
And I got to say that the regulation the last few years, we've been catching a lot more 100-pounders, right?
No doubt.
Yeah, well, one thing about, you know, the restrictions, you know, the commercial harvest has been cut way back, and of course, the sport limits have gotten more restrictive the last few years, you know, but it seems to be working in terms of what we're seeing out there in abundance. There's a lot, you know, more halibut and bigger halibut, and just seems, you know, really healthy out there compared to, you know, what it was, say, you know, 5-8 years ago. Not that it was bad then. It was still pretty darn good, but it's even, you know, just incredible now. It just seems like you can go anchor up almost anywhere and catch halibut.
And you are going to take home plenty of halibut with the slot limit regulation there. There's plenty of those ones, which are the best eating kind anyway, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, those are the ideal ones to eat anyway. So, you know, you can go, you know, anchor up and catch fish. You know, maybe you'll release a 100-pounder and, you know, get a big pat on the back and a special hat or whatever. And, but, you know, you're, the ones you're going to bring home are going to be the primo ones that are, they're just the right fillet size. You know, 40-pound fish isn't anything to sneeze at. It adds up.
It certainly does. And, of course, this year for our Let's Talk Hookup trip, the weather is going to be absolute perfection because I won't be there, right?
that's
right.
The key.
It's a lock.
Yeah, it's a lock.
That is the key.
But speaking of which, I will be back in 2016, and I always look forward to coming to Kingfisher Charters and your phenomenal operation. And it's not too early to book for 2016, is it, Seth?
No, that's right. Actually, we've already had some sign-ups for that trip, and it's coming in the 19th, June 19th, 2016, fish 20, 21, 22, out the 23rd, you know, absolute peak of the king run, usually starting to get into some silvers by then. So yeah, I'd say it's definitely not too early. It'll probably be, you know, sold out by, you know, if I had to guess, I would say, you know, the end of the summer or early fall.
Yeah, so time to get on that. And I might add too, it's Father's Day on the Sunday that we arrive in Kingfisher Charters. On that Sunday is Father's Day, the 19th in 2016. So what a great gift
no
to take
doubt.
Dad fishing in Sitka, Alaska at Kingfisher Charters and join us for that great group on Father's Day and then have a great time up there at the best operation, period, in Sitka, Alaska. We've been there. Let's see, what is this, our 23rd visit to Kingfisher Charters, Seth?
Yeah, it seems like it's been a long time, and you know I keep aging, and then you guys still look young.
I don't know about all that.
Well, Seth, if somebody wants to come up there and have a chance, do you still have space available this year?
Yeah, we have a few trips, mostly late summer. And the good news this year, one of the positive things is that Delta is flying in here now, in addition to Alaska Airlines, and the airfares are really good right now.
That's
seeing
news.
Some fares where people are getting, you know, round trip from L.A. in the $400 range.
Whoa!
Which is pretty
like
amazing. I mean, for years, probably the last 5-6 years, it's been, you pretty much figure $750-$800 is the norm. And this coming into this season, people are getting fares, you know, definitely below $500. You know, I've heard of them down as low as $400 and, you know, $450. I mean, some pretty nice airfares. So if you haven't booked anything, or even if you have already booked something and haven't got your airfare yet, I'd say it's a great time to jump on that because it's a really nice airfare is coming up right now.
No doubt.
Amazing what competition will do, right?
Right.
Right. That's right. We want to keep Delta coming in so we keep the competition going and keep the fares down.
You bet. Well, how do we get a hold of you at Kingfisher Charters? We want to book a trip, Seth.
It's 800-727-6136. You know, our website is kingfishercharters.com, and we also have a link right from the Let's Talk Hookup website.
Yeah, right on the front page, you click on the Kingfisher Charters banner right there on the top of the page of the front page of Let's Talk Hookup, hookup1090.com, and takes you right to that great page for Kingfisher Charters. Thanks, Seth. Looking forward to
so
a great.
Much, guys.
Can't
I'm
wait,
really
Seth.
Jealous. I'm looking. Oh, I'm going to just have to wait and hear all about it when they come back this year. All right. Thanks, Seth.
See you soon, Seth.
Take care.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Well, hey, let's jump back into the phones. They're packed up, and we got a couple of first-time callers. You always say first-time callers go right to the front of the line, and that's the case with Mike calling us from Huntington Beach this morning. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. I just wanted to ask Mark if he got down to, Bay of L.A., do a little fishing. I heard he was going down that way. This is from Team Bracho.
Oh, yeah. Hey, guys. How you guys doing this morning? Yeah, we'll be heading down that way here today. Myself, Adam,
today?
And Chewy. Yeah, we're going to get on the road this afternoon. We have a little layover there at a beach house there at Las Salinas, and then get up first thing tomorrow morning and be there this week and then back Thursday afternoon and get the eclipse all ready Friday and out fishing Friday evening.
You got room for one more?
That's like you were saying at the beginning of the show, Pete. There's nothing that tells you you got a fisherman on your hands when they fish every day during the week, and then as soon as they get 3 days off, they plan a fishing trip to go down to Baja.
Yeah.
So cool.
That's the guy you want to go fishing.
That's right.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Mike.
Hey, another first-time caller, Chris from Fountain Valley. Good morning, Chris. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Mark. Chris. How you doing?
Good, good. How you doing?
Oh, not too bad. Just wondering, you got those new jigs. If anybody's caught anything on those new jigs you have for your boat.
Well, what jigs are you referring to, Chris?
The wrap jigs with the Eclipse and the Commander on it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We did. Rich over at Bait Wraps made us some really cool jigs that we have, and we sell aboard the vessel. We kind of did them for our customer bait, but they're one of the, a picture of the Eclipse out at sea, and the other is a picture of the Commander in San Diego Bay. And
they're really cool.
That's yeah,
Rich did such
neat.
A nice job at Bait Wraps.
It's so really cool, job. Man. And we got these jigs wrapped, and there so Sean Infante, I believe, caught the first yellowtail on the Commander on a Commander jig, and he got his free Commander trip out of that, and then. Nobody's caught one on the Eclipse jig yet or tuna on the Commander jig. So for every person that catches a particular species, tuna or yellowtail, first one gets a free, you know, one day trip on that particular boat.
On that show, right.
So the only one that actually won anything yet, but you know, you guys got to buy them and use them. So
yeah, what a great idea.
That's awesome.
It's just cool. It's just kind of a fun thing, you know.
I like it.
Better get fishing there. Thanks a lot for the call this morning, Chris.
How about next up, we talk to Jeff, calling us from Huntington Beach this morning. Hi, Jeff. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
What's up, Jeff?
Yeah, hey. Good morning. I got a good one for you, Mark, since I'm up this side of town, Raider Nation. And
yeah, baby.
Yeah, I guess we lost the call there, Jeff. Anyway.
I was going to say I got an RSW question, and it's
yes.
A brand new Raider sweatshirt if I happen to win. But anyway,
nice.
No, I'm just, yeah, good for you. No, do you run your RSW on every trip? And, you know, like all the boats, does it cost more? Does it cost anything to run it, or do you just turn it on?
Well, yeah, great question. Now, we do. Both vessels have RSW fish holds on the vessel. Does it cost more to actually operate it? Not particularly, but the equipment that we install in the vessel costs a lot. On the Commander, we had to, not only when we built the fish boxes in there for the RSW fish holds, we had to actually move the steering in the process. And so one little project turned into be, you know, went from a $5,000 project to, you know, upwards of, you know, $40,000, $45,000. So, you know, just to bring you guys the best that we can possibly bring when the fish come out of that Commander's. Absolutely beautiful.
You know, maybe you could run us down. I think we all hear the words RSW all the time, and it's something that gets thrown around, and everybody knows that it's synonymous with quality of keeping your fish, but I bet a lot of us don't know exactly what that means. So what is an RSW fish hold? And the perfect guy to answer it, obviously, taking a boat that didn't have one and installing it.
Yeah, refrigerated seawater. And what that basically is how that is just it's refrigerated. You know, on the Eclipse, we just add one bag of salt, so you're not brining it. By like a long range boat, we used to put in numerous bags of salt and freeze the fish solid. The idea is to keep that fish in a you know, the state of the fish and the meat cools down perfectly. On both of our vessels, the guys are trained to tag the fish. They're trained to spike the fish, bleed the fish right away. So that gets all done before the fish get in the fish box, and you know they like to be on deck for about 5 minutes. If you know 3 to 5 minutes, let them cool down. No more than 10 minutes, and then they get them into that fish hole, and it brings down that core temperature of the fish, firms that meat up, and it makes it easier for us to process the fish, and the least we can handle the fish, the better. So
they're in a well that's, instead of just having cold water sprayed on them, like the well itself is full of water. You just take.
We float it a little bit, you know. The two boats are different. The Eclipse sprays, where the Commander is just kind of like a big bath. But the fish come out, it's just the handling. It's all about the handling of
right.
the fish and the temperature of what you're keeping that. We have on both boats, we have chillers. So the way it gets refrigerated, that water goes through like a chiller, like a heat exchanger type of thing that goes through these big long tubes and gets, you know, chilled as it goes back into the fish hole that it circulates through the system.
And so. It gets them cold but not frozen.
Exactly.
So you could take them home and fillet them right then when you needed to, but it gets all the heat out of them.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're not having to wait for your fish to defrost.
And
yeah.
Yeah, much quicker. And it's much better, you know, for handling of the fish, you know.
No doubt. Hey, cool. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. How about next up we talk to Christopher, who's calling us from Claremont this morning. Good morning, Christopher. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Pete, after I ask your guest the question, can you go over this new fillet rules that you talked about? Because that's throwing me for a loop. But, Captain, about your boat, you said you're going out on some three-day trips and longer?
Yes, sir. We have a couple of three- and three-and-a-half-day trips this year.
Now, on those trips, do you have anything special, like, I've been on the trip some basic fare, but do you have a special night? You have like barbecue night or some type of activity for the guys?
No, not particularly. It's a great suggestion. It's something we can look into. We're usually hoping that everybody takes showers and goes to bed because they're so tired from catching.
I agree with the shower part.
Yeah. We leave everything to the chefs. So as far as what their mm-hmm. preference on cuisine is, but, we talk about chartering, the charters are able to kind of dictate if you want to do something like that. Our open trips, you just got to feel it out by the group, but, usually by that time, we're usually pretty tired and ready to get to bed and changing out line and retying hooks and all that good stuff and getting you guys back up and
again.
In position the next day.
Christopher, do you have Facebook or are you on Facebook?
Yes, I am.
Okay, go to friend us on Facebook. Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show. Right on the front page of that Facebook page is a very good description of the proposed fillet regulations that are soon to be the fillet regulations.
Okay, so it's not on your regular web page. Just go to Facebook and it'll be on there.
Exactly. You can go to our regular web page, hookup1090.com, go to the top, click on the Facebook icon, the little blue icon, and that'll take you right to our Facebook page. And then just friend us on Facebook, and when we post things, you'll be able to get them right away.
I appreciate that.
Check it out, because it's a little complex, so people need to be aware, especially if you're fishing on a private boat, that you follow the regulations, because I can pretty much guarantee you that Fish and Game's going to be on it. Right, Mark?
I have to imagine they
will. Yeah, for sure. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about we jump back in, talk to Tom, who's calling us from La Habra this morning. Good morning, Tom. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, good morning, Pete, Rick. And Mark, you already answered my question on fish filleting. I appreciate that. And my question to Mark is, I want to take my 11-year-old grandson, and do you have any discounts or any suggestions on what to bring for him?
I would just give me a call offside of the air. We don't usually offer any type of children's discount. If a trip's going out light, you might be able to con us into, a discount.
Okay.
Unfortunately, our season on a sport fishing vessel is really limited and short, and we only have so many spots, there's a lot of overhead in our business, so...
I understand.
Yeah, but if there's usually a trip light, we're usually pretty accommodating and to do something. Both my business partner, Chris, and I have a couple kids each, and I take my son and my daughter fishing, and I know how it can add up, And we do like to support, getting kids out on the water.
So shoot you an email, give you a call.
Just give me a call. Yeah, and my phone number is directly on our website. You can just go on our website, our Facebook page, and you can just give me a call directly.
I would say it certainly shows, because I know that you're participating in the Tuna Wars event, and all that money is going to Friends of Rollo and Kids Fishing, and it's a good one. And like I said, just like we talked about with the caller earlier, the boat's a very good one for it. It's big, and there's a lot of room to move around, and it's a very comfortable boat to be on, too. So if you are going with your kid, it's a great opportunity to go.
Yeah, and our crew's very friendly and very, I think Chris and I have done a very good job of weeding out, to the right type of people that fit into our operation that are understanding and patient with children and anything from the advanced angler to neophyte. So we welcome all aboard.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
John in San Diego, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. How's it going, John?
Good morning. Let me get let's see. Okay, right there we go. Okay, I got you.
Hey, John.
Good morning.
Good morning, John.
I was also going to ask about the tuna regulations, but a second question came to mind. When you're spiking fish, whether it be a tuna, yellowtail, maybe a dorado, with a fillet knife, what location and what is the technique that you're using to get those fish quiet real quickly?
Yeah, it's a great question. Well, the first thing, you don't want to ever spike a fish with a fillet knife. That is a recipe for absolutely injuring yourself. What we use is a piece of steel that's sharpened, straight piece of steel, or like a You get these, we get these straight pieces of steel. They're like a long galvanized nail we get at Home Depot, and we wrap them, you know, with some rope on there. But never want to use a fillet knife to try to spike a fish. That is a recipe for slicing your hand wide open.
Now, at Fisherman's Landing, you sell spikes, right?
We do, yeah. Yeah, if you're a private boat guy that wants to have them on your bike, just, you know, heavy-duty T-handle style, basically, as, you know, as Mark's describing. I mean, a heavy dowel, almost, you know, the shape of a dowel, but obviously all steel, solid steel, so it's fairly mm-hmm. heavy. And then the most famous ones, Oscar from the Independents, who a lot of the crew members you'll see makes a very cool-looking spike with the little skull and the killer cord tuner wrap, and he just dropped a fresh load of those off
you
at Atlantic Landing, too. So if you want something fancy in a killer holster, we have those, down to just the very standard basic T-handle, you know, spike your tuna.
Great.
That being said, I'm sure Mark can hit them every time because you're on the boat all the time. I, for the life of me, cannot figure out where to put that spike in a Dorado. Like, I just, it just doesn't seem to exist for me. Well, tuna, no problem, but spike in a Dorado.
Come on out on the Eclipse,
yeah,
and I'll show you.
It just does not seem to exist for
me. They're pretty easy, but I'll show you. There's a spot that gets them
every
real quickly.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Doug in Montebello, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Doug?
Yeah, I was wondering, when you guys bring the boat up or take the boat down to San Diego, you guys go offshore looking for tuna, or you just got something along the inshore beach area?
Yeah, you know, it depends, Doug. You know, we generally like to do a little bit of crew fishing on our travel time, but it just depends on the time of year. It depends on what we're doing. There's a lot of circumstance, weather. You know, if we're leaving, you know, Long Beach to come back to San Diego, you know, we might be in a hurry to get to San Diego. So it all varies, but we generally like to do some type of crew fishing if we can.
Indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guys are going fishing aboard the Commander. Two spots that we're giving away. It's been a very busy morning on the phone. Several people that are left on hold, but we always want to assure you, anybody that's left on hold at the end of the show is always eligible to win those great trips. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090. When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere. Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon, well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6133. Or check kingfishercharters.com.
Hey, this is Captain Paul Hebert from the Wicked Pisser. My brother Bruce and I make a living catching giant bluefin tuna. In fact, I wouldn't even go fishing with any other sunglasses than Maui Jim. Put a pair of Maui Jims on and instantly the glare is gone, the UV that can damage your eyes is gone, the ocean's true colors come shining through like never before. And with more contrast and clarity, you can see the bluefin at that critical time. Take it from me. Try a pair at your local tackle shop or check out MauiJim.com. You won't believe your eyes.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport
sport fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
XSRF 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh my gosh, this club is playing fantastic baseball.
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. I want to echo what Pete said at the beginning of the show. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there, especially happy Mother's Day to my mom. And hey, we got a couple of big winners. Two lucky callers are both winning trips aboard the Commander, one-day trips, and those are going to Rich in Camarillo and Christopher in Claremont. Guys, congratulations. You are going to love fishing on that Commander. Beautiful boat.
You better say happy Mother's Day to your mom. You know she's listening.
She's a good one. Yeah, no doubt. Happy
sure.
Mother's Day, Mom.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day. Hey, indeed, Captain Mark Gillette and your great crew and your partner Chris and all the great guys on your boats, the Eclipse and the Commander and, of course, the Privateer, the Whale Watch boat out of Seaforth Sport Fishing. Thanks. Great job. Looking forward to the season.
Yes, we are. Thank you guys for having us on, and happy Mother's Day to my mom and all the wonderful mothers out there.
You bet. And if somebody wants to go on the Eclipse or the Commander or the Privateer?
Yeah, they can. Well, they're all different, but you can just give us a call directly on our website or Facebook pages, San Diego Whale Watching on Facebook, and Eclipse Sport Fishing and Commander Sport Fishing. And then all our information is both on our Facebook page and our website. So check us out. And if you guys are looking to do charters, don't wait.
That's right.
Don't wait.
It's going to be another one of those seasons. Take your spot now.
And the best part about the Commander being a new boat, we have a lot of open schedules. The guys are looking for weekends. Yeah, we have a lot of weekends still, you know, on the Commander. So guys are looking for smaller groups of, you know, 16 to 20 people would be ideal for that boat. So you guys can give us a call and give me a call this week or next week. Well, not this week. I'll be in Band LA, but you can leave me a voicemail.
Yeah.
And as soon as I get back, I'll give you a call. And a lot of room on that Eclipse trip on next Friday night. Shark Bait sponsored. First 20 people get a bunch of giveaways. And you can book right on our website, EclipseSportFishing.com.
Okay, very good. It leaves next Friday night.
Friday night, we're going offshore. We can go find them fish again.
There you go. All right. Very good. EclipseSportFishing.com. Thanks, Mark. Thanks for the great giveaways. And thank you for listening this weekend. We're going to be back next Saturday and Sunday, of course, live at Encinitas Ford next Saturday. We'll see you at the corner of Encinitas Boulevard and El Camino Real in Encinitas, our very first San Diego County Ford Dealer Live Remote, and your first chance to win that trip to Kingfisher Charters on Alaska Airlines. We're going to have Dan Ostrowski from Yamaha Outboards and our good buddy, Mr. Mark Wheeler, owner of Encinitas Ford and Hardcore Fisherman. And then next Sunday, the guys from 22nd Street Landing are going to be in the studio here. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next weekend, especially at Encinitas Ford next Saturday. Stay tuned. Bike Week Radio is next.